and signing those cards, and we want them to be ready in time for 9/11. So we have the summer to work on that, but the summer is passing by.
That's right.
So anyone who would like to help on that project, I would love to have them get in touch with me. And then the Hamilton County Fair is coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And we have an opportunity there. 2 weeks from today, we
actually 2 weeks. Yeah, actually about 2 weeks from tomorrow it actually begins. But you said about 2 weeks it all starts off.
Yes. 2 weeks from today, they will be doing the judging. And we have volunteers who are judge comment writers. And so they are assigned to a judge. It's a one-day thing. They sit with that judge, and as he makes comment, he or she makes comments on the contestant's entry, then this volunteer writes down the comments that the judge makes, and mm-hmm. those are given to the contestant or participant. And it just helps them to have the words that the judge had said when they didn't have an opportunity to write them down themselves.
I see.
So we need about a dozen people. And it's a very interesting educational thing to do. You learn so much about that particular area that's being judged, whether it be some food item or flowers or artwork, photography, whatever it is. The judge has criteria, and you learn so much. So that's my second opportunity. Thirdly, I would like people to be thinking about being pen pals this next school year.
Mm-hmm.
One letter a month written to their student, and the student writes back and forth. And at the end of the school year, you get to meet that student at a nice big pen pal party at the school. So I will definitely be needing more pen pals, and I would love anyone interested that's age 55 or older to get in touch with me.
And how do they do that there, if they want to get a hold of you?
They can reach me at 515-832-2525 or come down to my office, which is in the Senior Center on 2nd Street in Webster City.
All right. So, again, they can contact you there, Becky, at 832-2525. For information on being a pen pal. Of course, that'll begin when the new school year starts. What are they shooting for? Is it middle part of September that you're starting the program naturally around there? Because school begins fourth week in August.
Yeah, the pen pals don't generally get started until a little later into the fall. Maybe their first letter would go out in October, probably.
All right, so the first time in October they'll be doing that. And, of course, be a part of the fair that's coming up in a few weeks. And, of course, let's send some letters to our men and women that probably serve this great state of Iowa in law enforcement as we prepare to commemorate 9/11 coming up in about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the cause there this morning, Becky?
I think that's it for today.
All right. So, again, if you want more information about being a volunteer, now, again, you can be 55 and over. Of course, I qualify, I think, since I'm 60, coming up on 65 in a few months. Call 832-2525 and learn more through the efforts of RSVP here in Hamilton County. And Becky, we'll have you on again next month, same time, just after 8:30.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you so
have
much.
A wonderful month, and we'll talk to you then. Take care.
All right.
You bet.
Thank you.
Bye now. Becky Coppin from RSVP here in Hamilton County. Talk with her on the second Monday of each month. Well, it's my pleasure talking to a very dear friend that's part of our law enforcement community here in Hamilton County, Justin Jason. Why am I saying just, I don't know, but Jason Dingman joined me this morning as we're here to talk about a very big event coming to Briggswoods Golf Course, and that is Saturday. And Jason, welcome to KKWC this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
Glad to have you here, and we're here to talk about a golf outing that is scheduled for this coming Saturday, Jason.
So, this is our annual golf benefit. this year we're raising money for the family of Deputy Sheriff Austin Richardson of Fremont County Sheriff's Office. He's survived by his wife Jennifer and three daughters. He died last June, June of last year in an accident with a combine while on duty. So their family is definitely in need.
And that accident happened, I believe, there, Jason, in rural Fremont County back a year ago.
Yep. Came over a hill and struck a combine.
Okay. And the family, I'm sure they've been getting some other assistance other than just Hamilton County. You've heard there, Jason?
I believe so, yeah. They've had community outpouring from their own county, and then every year we try to select the family of a fallen law enforcement, military, firefighter, EMS family within the state that's had a loss within the last year.
I think it was, you mentioned there, Jason, I think it was one year they did salute a member of our U.S. military for that golf event.
We haven't directly supported one of the families, but we've still given them a shout-out, basically, because some of them have deferred because their families have gotten lots of help from the U.S. government.
Right.
So they've deferred so we can do someone else that's in need, too. Mm-hmm. So I've been very graceful of them.
Jason, this event is certainly making a big comeback. We're going to have some ideal weather coming up this Saturday. I know I had to be called off a few years ago because of you-know-what,
mm-hmm.
which you and I both know, sadly. But it's coming back over the last few years. This is a big golf outing. So what exactly is going to happen coming up Saturday, then, Mr. Dingman?
So first thing is, we have registration for everyone. Then the family comes out. We give them a escort out from the American Inn. They donate a couple rooms for the family for the night, and they get, they get pampered, taken care of. And then we give them a police escort out. The fire department comes out. They've got the big ladder truck up with the American flag draped for them. And then we have an honor ceremony where we present some gifts that have been made for the family and tell the golfers that tell the golfers about the family so they can see, who they're here to support. We've got about 35 teams registered right now, so spots are filling up fast. And then during the day, there's, of course, golfing, and we have some longest putt contests, hole-in-one contests, where if you get a hole-in-one on a certain hole, you can possibly win $10,000. We've got some raffles that we'll do later in the evening, some gun raffles, and we'll have we'll have a live and silent auction for some bigger ticket items. And also we have shirts that have been designed and are being sold through Optic Inc. out of Fort Dodge. And all the proceeds for this go to the family.
And that helps them in their time of need.
Yep.
Especially what's been going on over the past year for that family. I believe the shirt that you're wearing right now there, Jason, that's going to be one of the prize awards there, the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association. Is that one of the prize shirts there, too, with a lion?
Nope. These are just ones we've designed for our members so we can wear them for events so we're easily recognizable.
Yeah.
So, yep. And like I said, every year we have a different designed T-shirt that helps support the family.
Wonderful. And it's great to help out of this wonderful cause. How many years has this been going on now?
Oh.
Need to put you on the spot.
We did our first tournament about, 11 years ago.
That sounds about right.
I mean, we obviously didn't have it because of all that
COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, back in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, other than that, we've had it every year, and it's gotten bigger every year.
Yeah, that's just marvelous. And we're glad here in North Central Iowa to help those law enforcement families in their time of need. I believe last year there, Jason, we helped out a family from Black Hawk County, I think.
Yep.
East of Waterloo.
But, Iowa State Patrol trooper's family.
Right.
Yep, and we raised over $25,000 for them.
It's not bad.
So,
And of course, maybe we'll go right at $25,000, hopefully beyond, because the weather's going to be kind of nice to see here for Saturday. Well, they're saying maybe some rain coming up on Saturday afternoon, about 20% chance with a high in the low 80s for the forecast coming up on Saturday. So hopefully get all that rain in. But you invite the public to come on over to the program coming up Saturday morning, and then there's the meal and
we'll have a dinner that night for the golfers. That's included in the registration, obviously. For the public, it's a free will donation. If you want to come out and make a donation to the family, and then you can sign up and participate in the raffle and the auctions.
Yeah. Just help out the family in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
Coming this weekend. Now, other than the golfing, the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association, they're involved in other great projects. For example, we had a fishing tournament that happened last month, which I had a chance to watch briefly.
Deputy Rue Piper from the Sheriff's Office and Bailey from Hamilton County Conservation are the main coordinators of that, the cops and bobbers. And then also we have our Pack the Paddy Wagon food drive we do in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, sometimes we have a little cookout to help raise money for Special Olympics Iowa. And then we've also got a softball tournament coming up in August, I believe.
Where is that taking place, by the way, there?
I believe we're looking at Harlan Rogers Park over in Fort Dodge.
Oh, really? So we go out of town this time for this
event. Yep. We'll have more teams able to play over there.
And this will be a joint effort for both Webster and Hamilton counties, I believe.
I'm not totally certain on that.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know if the Webster County bunch were going to help out, such as Fort Dodge Police, Fire, and
They'll probably have teams there for sure.
And naturally, the Iowa State Patrol will be helping out too, with the Post 7 and their fine staff there in the southeast side of Fort Dodge. And let's see, I think we covered about everything for the Peace Officers Association. But again, you're looking for some team members to be a part of a day of golfing to help our friends there in Fremont County coming up on Saturday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And how do they do that again?
You can contact the Bergswoods Clubhouse at 515-832-9572.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reserve a spot then, or you can show up the day of the tournament.
Okay.
Now, if you pre-register, though, there's a discount.
Cool.
You save about $40 if you prepay.
All right. So just call the Briggswoods Golf Course office, and then get your team or organized for a day of golfing fun coming up on Saturday.
Yep.
All right. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Dingman?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
All right. So we encourage everyone to come support the Peace Officers Association this Saturday, July the 15th, for their big golf outing. And I appreciate you coming out here this morning, Jason.
Thank you for having us, Pat.
You betcha. Coming up tomorrow morning on our Community Corner, we'll talk about racing at the Hamilton County Speedway. That's what's been going on this season. That's all tomorrow right here on KQWC. Time now, 8:46.